Hey guys, this is KanStudy Journey Audio Article, How to Boost Your Time Management Skills Using KanStudy Planner. I'm Ken, a Chinese A-level student. Welcome aboard KanStudy Journey Productive and Diligent Study Pathway and Train. KanStudy Planner integrated daily goals checklist, projects and events trackers, schedules and checklists. I always use it to boost my time management skills. I use it to plan my study and exams, manage my daily goals, lessons, and item checklists, and so on. Since I am a student with programming skills, I have made my website and this web-based planner app to solve my planning difficulties. Today, I am going to teach you how to use my study planner web app to boost your time management skills. Follow me. Before starting my tutorial, let's introduce KanStudy Planner itself, including its features and benefits. Initially, at the beginning of 2021, my study planner was previously called Personal Management, which could only be used by myself. The reason why the study planner was not available to the public is that it had not only insufficient features, but also potential security issues. Then in July 2021, I generated a name, Study Planner, and opened it to the public for registration so that everyone around the world can sign up and use it. Now, there are approximately 30 users on the Study Planner. A major source of users come from China, plus some users in Singapore, South Africa, and Australia. In other words, it will probably be one of my successful projects. Here, there are some benefits on the planner. For example, dark or night mode is supported, intuitive interface, no apps required, free forever, supports IPv6 networks, and has English and Chinese versions. While I'm studying, I take my free time to make this app to help me plan my study easily. It is completely free and feels similar to volunteering. It's like Hurricane Electric, a global internet backbone company that also provides free services, including free IPv6 terminal broker and computer networking tools. Now, I'm going to teach you to sign up for and initialize your planner. My study planner is on planner.kanstudyjourney.com. You can click the link to open the app. Be sure to bookmark the website and remember the web address. You will need to use it every day to see and update your status. Internet Explorer is not supported on KanStudy Planner. Please use the latest browsers like Chrome, Firefox, Microsoft Edge, and Safari. Scroll down and click the Sign Up button. Read the privacy notice carefully and click Agree and Continue. Fill in your details such as email address, password, and name or nickname. Check your email inbox and fill in the verification code, then click Sign Up. After that, click the Sign In button and sign to your account. Click Daily Goals Checklist on the sidebar, then click Set or Modify Goals. Fill in your daily goals for this month, then click Submit. You can refer to my daily goals at kanstudyjourney.com/goal. To make your goals achievable, you can start your new goals with the smallest amount, like read books for just 5 minutes a day. Then you can increase them every month. If you set your goals every month, you can adjust your goals when necessary. You also can fill in some emojis throughout the planner if you want. Remember to fill in your goal situations every day after setting your goals. Then you can fill in your projects, such as your homework or EBQ project, plus some books you have been reading. Click the Projects and Reading Tracker on the sidebar, then click the Add button. Fill in the names and the dates of deadlines. You also can fill in the total pages or questions in advance. then you can fill in your events. There's a special feature on the study planner that counts and explains the days left until your next exam or event. It is similar to calendar, but you can use both planner and calendar simultaneously. A new feature on my planner is the schedule and lessons feature. It displays the next event and lesson based on your schedule. This is similar to the announcement on the underground, like the next lesson is mathematics. Just fill in the time and name. If it is a lesson, you can tick the checkbox. You need to set up your schedule literally from Monday to Sunday. But you can reuse other days' schedule using the drop-down box on the top and then modify it. By the way, you can glance at your lessons in the next few days on the Lessons tab. The last initialization step is to fill in the checklist. Click the checklist on the sidebar and then click Add New button. Fill in the name, like morning routine, items checklist for going to school, and the items. Then click Submit. After setting up your planner, you need to use it on a daily basis to track your study progress. You can see your status immediately on your homepage. In the new version, the colors change according to your situation. Every evening before sleeping, you need to fill in whether you have achieved the daily goals. If you forgot to fill in the checklist, you'll see a red notice, and you can choose a day to fill in later. At the end of each month or at any time, you can use the monthly summary feature to view your achievement rate for each goal. Remember, you need to set your daily goals every month. You can see your upcoming projects on the Projects and Reading Tracker page, as well as the progress bars. Projects with less than 7 days left will be marked as orange, and projects with less than 3 days left will be marked as red. Then you can see the calendar and the days left until your next exam, competition, and activity on the events page. You also can check your schedule and lessons. The current event or lesson is highlighted in blue or green. Use the checklist when you are packing bags and luggage or completing morning and evening routines. Tick the boxes and it will be automatically saved to my servers in real time. You can just click Reset checkboxes to clear the ticks. You can simultaneously use the planner on multiple devices like laptop, iPad, and phone and open the checklists. They are synchronized in real time. You also can toggle the dark mode at the bottom of the menu. On some devices, if you choose Autumn, it will use the system settings. In order to enhance your account security, you can enable two-factor authentication on your account in Settings. You can use Email and Google Authenticator as your authentication methods. This is optional, but you can enhance your account security. On iOS and iPadOS 15 and macOS Monterey or later, they have their built-in authenticator. It has the same function as Google Authenticator. You also can enable login reminder emails and manage your login devices. In addition, you can change the calendar start day between Sunday and Monday in Settings. These are the tutorial for using my study planner. I hope you can use it and boost your productivity and time management skills. If you want to boost your time management skills, reduce procrastination and sign up today for free. Once you have set up your planner, you will significantly boost your productivity. You can sign up at use@planner.canstudyjourney.com. Thanks for listening and following my study journey. You can share and recommend this article to your friends and classmates if you wish. If you want to learn more about my study tips and get some useful resources, please go to my website, canstudyjourney.com. If you want to receive my latest articles, study tips and news, please subscribe to my email newsletter on kenstudyjourney.com/newsletter. See you at the next article. Bye.